Yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ MV.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. It's Thursday.
Yes, it's Thursday. Good morning, everybody. The weekend is almost here.
Yeah,
I'm a little emotionally drained this morning. A little emotionally exhausted.
You watched the Khalif Browder story yesterday on Spike TV?
Not only did I do that, before that, right, I went to go see Get Out, because I hadn't seen Get Out yet. So I went to go see Get Out around 7:45, got out at 9:30, got to the crib, and watched the Khalif Browder story at 10 on Spike TV.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a little emotionally exhausted, a little emotionally drained. One heavy movie, one heavy TV show. I started to call in black this morning. Because you know what? I'm just black this morning, so I don't feel like coming in.
I think you're black every morning.
Yes.
I'm glad you decided to come in. So tell the people about both things that you sing. I'm sure a lot of people didn't see both of them.
Well, Get Out's the number one movie in the country.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you see it?
No, I didn't see it. Did you see it this weekend?
Okay, a lot of people didn't see it.
I can't speak for the people who didn't see it. It's the number one movie in the country. Mm-hmm. It's a great movie that covers racism in America through a very horrific lens.
Mm.
Yes. Right. Absolutely. And the Khalif Browder story.
I mean, from what I saw from the commercials, it looks like the young black man is dating a white girl.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Oh, listen, it's not going
to
do anything.
The premise of the story, and then they try to bring him back to slavery?
That's what I asked you. It's the number one movie in the country. You can go see it. I'm not going to give away the plot for you.
But it was like a horror movie, and they trap him in the house.
It's definitely a horror movie. It's not going to do anything to improve race relations in America, by the way.
Okay.
In fact, I don't even trust our cameraman. I think we need a black cameraman.
Oh, boy.
Now, the Khalif Browder story was Jay-Z was narrating a lot of that yesterday on Spike TV.
He was one of the talking heads on it, him and Malcolm Lamont Hill and Van Jones.
And he was one of the producers on it, too.
He was the executive producer, yep.
They say it was about
Harvey Weinstein.
A 16-year-old man from the Bronx, mm-hmm. and he ends up getting arrested for, quote-unquote, stealing a backpack. And going to jail, he spent, 800 days in solitary confinement out of those 3 years that he was locked up?
Yeah, it's a lot to it, though. It's a 6-part series, mm-hmm. you know, because I was under the impression that he only needed $3,000 to get out. Of course, he only had to pay
$900,
yeah, but he was on probation. See, that's the part I never knew. He was on probation.
For stealing a donut truck.
For riding in a bread truck.
Mm.
Yep.
Right, so you got to see it because it explains a lot of how the system failed him his whole life growing up.
Absolutely.
Situations that were completely beyond his control.
Absolutely.
And from when he was a young child, just how he was just constantly thrown in the system. And they set him up basically to just never have a chance.
Absolutely.
Mm-mm-mm.
So needless to say, I'm a little emotionally exhausted this morning.
Okay.
That's all, just a little.
All right.
Yes.
All right, well, we got front page news. What are we talking about?
Jeff Sessions, find out why the Democrats are calling for him to be let go.
Lord have mercy.
That's not going to help you, is it?
What?
No. What else we talk about?
And we are going to talk about McDonald's. They have something new happening that you might be interested in.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That's Big Sean with Bounce Back. Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now let's get in some front page news. We're talking Jeff Sessions. What's up with him now?
Yes, Democrats are calling for Jeff Sessions to resign after finding out that he did have two meetings with Russia's ambassador to the United States. What's the big deal? He didn't disclose this during his confirmation hearing. And he was one of Trump's foreign policy advisors. He was asked about possible contact between the members of President Trump's campaign and Russian officials. And he said that there was no contact. And he said he was unable to comment. So right now, his spokeswoman is saying that he has never met with any Russian officials to discuss issues of the campaign. He said he has no idea what this allegation is about. It is false. But he's also saying that he did not consider the conversations relevant to questions he was asked and did not remember in detail what he discussed.
After a while, the Trump administration is going to have to stop standing behind this narrative of fake news, okay? When is somebody going to investigate the Trump administration's ties to Russia? Like, where is the integrity of our country?
So you said you never had any meetings. We found out you had two.
Mm.
Now you're saying that those meetings were not relevant to the question. I don't understand this.
Yeah, and if it's no big deal that people are meeting with the Russians, then why do people in the Trump administration keep lying about meeting with the Russians?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What else you want to talk about from PG?
We're talking about McDonald's. They are getting mobile ordering and delivery. So now you can order from your phone and pay on your phone from McDonald's and actually have that food delivered. They've actually had their sales fall incredibly, $500 million since 2012.
At no point in my life have I ever liked McDonald's so much that I would want to deliver to
cold my house. Fries and McDonald's are not the movement. It's got to be hot.
Absolutely. And I grew up liking McDonald's, but never
I
in my life.
I can eat the cold nuggets, actually. The nuggets taste good when you heat them up. Yeah, so they're going to make all of that available at its roughly 14,000 restaurants in the United States by the autumn.
If it was Chick-fil-A, yes.
They're saying that a lot of other places that are their rivals have this option, like at Domino's, at Starbucks, at Panera Bread. Wendy did announce they're going to have those self-service order kiosks at 1,000 of their restaurants. So you got to keep up with the times.
As a teen, that's what you can afford. They deliver that. They're extra dollar to deliver.
Yeah, but these teens, some of these teens are smarter, so they're not even eating like that anymore. They're not eating that unhealthy McDonald's.
It's not even
just teens. I don't know if it's
the teens. Yeah, people in period. You know what killed McDonald's? That movie supersized me. Remember that movie?
Yes.
But that guy ate McDonald's for like a week, and then he got fat and was having health problems.
I think a lot of fast food restaurants are trying to introduce healthier options, though, too.
That is true.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, you can call us right now. Maybe you're pissed off. Maybe you had a bad night. Whatever it is, 800-585-1051. Also, if you're not feeling upset and you're feeling blessed, you can tell us why you're blessed right now as well. 800-585-1051. If you feel blessed and you feel positive vibes and you just want to spread them, call us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, good morning. This is the Mad Rap. I'm going to tell you why I'm mad. I'm mad because I hung out in the club last night, and there was so many good girls in there. Yo, for real, we don't need none of y'all good girls in the club. We need loose girls. We need drug girls. We need sloppy girls. We need girls that's just going to go all the way. We don't need none of y'all nice girls in there. Go home. Go away. Talk about it. And tell me why you mad. Breakfast Club, for real.
Hello, who's this?
Man, this is Z from the Break City.
Oh, boy.
What's up, my guy?
That's not your guy.
Here we go.
I love you too, Envy. But I'm mad at Charlamagne this morning because, you know, it's getting real close to that book date release. And I'm mad because I don't think you're going to mention what really happened between you and Wendy Williams. You know, I don't care about all that her husband called you, talking about he ain't asking with you no more.
What happened? They
want supporters want to know the truth.
Well, this is not a tell-all book, though. This is not a tell-all book.
Well, I will tell you, man, the only thing I can tell you to do is go get the book April 18th. It's called Black Privilege, Opportunity Comes to Those Who Create It. You can pre-order it right now at Amazon and Barnes & Nobles, my guy.
Can I tell you what really happened?
What happened?
Sure.
Wendy caught Charlamagne and Club Cheetah back in the day with a That's what happened.
That's in the book. You should go get it. I detail the transgender's penis in detail.
Wow.
And I don't even know what Club Cheetah is.
I'm
what the hell is
this
Club
book.
Cheetah?
Club Cheetah, the Club Amnesia, Jay-Z.
I'm not that old.
Now, Cheetah was a big club in the city.
You never heard that song by Jay-Z?
I do. Club
Jay-Z
Cheetah
lyrics.
From Club Amnesia. Yeah. But I was from South Carolina. I don't know what Club Amnesia is, neither.
I thought you were talking about Club Cheetah in L.A. I think Cheetah was closed in New York.
No, it was Club Cheetah, because I used to see him there all the time.
Club Cheetah, the Club Amnesia. I didn't know what the hell he was talking about. I just knew it was a club because he said it was a club. Never been to the Tunnel either.
I was in L.A.
I used to go to the Tunnel every week.
But I'm not from New York, though. I didn't get it till 2006.
Hello, who's this?
My name is Tamika. I'm here because I went through the toll booth teller. And you know how you try not to give them pennies at the toll booth? This trick gave me 10 cents in pennies.
Really? So you're not allowed to give pennies?
No, you can give pennies. They'll take them.
Really?
Or you try to be courteous. It's a courtesy because it's a fast transaction. You can't count 10 cents, make sure you didn't get ripped off.
You right. Damn it, man.
I feel like one day we're going to wake up and they're going to tell us the penny's worth $100. And all of us going to be scrambling to find our pennies that we throw away.
Well, you know, there is a penny that's worth $100. You know,
really?
There's a couple of them, actually. If it's the metal that was made. I think now it's made with a certain metal, but before it was made with a different type of metal, and those pennies are worth like $100 a penny.
They got a penny that got Frederick Douglass whispering into Abraham Lincoln's ear. That's worth $500.
The old Very pennies rare. Made with copper, right? Yeah, the old pennies were they're made with copper, and they're worth a little bit more. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Dawn.
Hey, Dawn. You upset, Dawn?
I am more than upset. I am pissed. I want to hurt somebody.
Wow.
Yesterday, while I was at work, minding my own business, working hard, somebody was breaking into my house.
Wow.
What'd they steal?
Yeah. They took my son's PlayStation, all of his shoes, his clothes. And I'm not talking about cheap shoes. I'm talking about shoes you pay $120 for.
All the Jordans.
And Adidas,
all
damn.
The Jordans, all the Nikes, everything.
All the Yeezys.
Damn.
When I tell you I want to hurt somebody,
you know,
I want to hurt somebody.
You know who it was, though. You know who it was.
No, don't say it's somebody he knows, and I'm going to tell you why.
Why?
My son does not even go outside. He doesn't even go to any of the schools around there. So I drive, like right now, I'm driving 15 miles out my way to take him to the bus stop so that he can go to school. He doesn't go to school in the neighborhood.
Could it have been his deadbeat daddy?
No, his deadbeat daddy don't even... Oh.
How you know
I'm
she
sorry,
had a
listening
had a
to me.
Dad.
I'm sorry, my son is right here in the car.
Oh, okay.
Oh man, where you from?
I don't think he. All right, baby, love you. I don't even think he knows where my son lays his head.
Where you from?
I'm in Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh Lord! First of all, you in Jacksonville? Yeah. Jacksonville's really bad right now.
I'll
by
be
the way.
In Jacksonville next week on Thursday.
Yeah, we'll be in Jacksonville next Thursday.
Jacksonville is bad.
Where at in Jacksonville, Envy?
I'm
sorry, he. You said.
Now both of us actually. I don't know what club. What size your son wearing?
He's small. He's a 28-30 in pants, and then his shoe size is a size 9.
He a 9 already? So,
how old is that little boy?
Yeah,
he's a size 9.
16.
He gonna have a big
16.
Penis.
He gonna be.
I know. I told him to start sleeping in those shoes a long time ago.
He's going to be tall.
All right, you hold on. All right, I'm going to send you a couple pairs of sneakers.
I saw a video
okay?
on Facebook. Somebody in Jacksonville.
Hold on, all right? Don't hang up. I'm going to send you a couple pairs of sneakers to Jacksonville. Matter of fact, I'll bring you when I come. Hold on. Don't hang up.
Thank you, Envy. Okay.
Somebody in Jacksonville walked up to another person and just shot him in the face.
Really?
And put it all on Facebook Live.
You know what's interesting? We had a story about Facebook Live today. They're actually going to start a suicide prevention tool on there because you know how people have been committing suicide?
Suicide, murder. Matter of fact, salute to Lil Duval. Duval actually went down to Jacksonville because Jacksonville, he went down there this week because Jacksonville's getting so bad.
Like really?
People are literally just walking up on people and shooting them in the face.
All right. Well, tell them why you blessed is next. 800-585-1051. Call us now if you feel blessed. Spread some positivity. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Okay. Are you blessed and highly favored?
I feel blessed.
Tell the congregation at 800-585-1051.
This is a celebration.
It's The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
What's up? This is Carlos from Maryland.
You feeling blessed, bro?
Man, I'm feeling blessed, brother, to wake up this morning with health and wealth. And I'm also blessed to be a Cleveland Cavaliers fan because Durant is out indefinitely, and we going back to back.
I mean, y'all would probably go back to back anyway. But are you gonna win the championship?
You are absolutely right, Charlamagne. Without question, and the Cowboys suck.
My Cowboys like absolutely don't suck. I don't understand why y'all so sure that y'all gonna win the championship. Why? Just because Kevin Durant's out, y'all feel like Golden State can't still win games?
Hello, who's this?
Oh, this is Dave from Miami.
Why you calling, bro?
I'm blessed to be a small black business owner, man, with a solid crew around me to help make my job easier.
Congratulations.
To help others out.
And don't say you a small black business owner. You're just a business owner, period, baby.
There you go.
True.
I was just saying yesterday that we got to do some nice things for our employees as well. Like, if people are doing a good job, sometimes we only go in on people when they mess up. But when they're doing really well, you got to give people some credit and give them some praise as well.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, DJ Envy, it's Victor. How you doing?
Hey, Victor. How you doing, buddy?
I'm pretty good. Calling out of Lorain, Ohio. I listen to you guys on iHeartRadio every morning. I'm a truck driver driving to Buffalo, New York right now.
Okay.
How long of a drive is that?
What was that?
How long of a drive is that?
Well, I work out of Cleveland, so it's about a 2.5-hour, 3-hour drive.
Okay, that's not terrible.
What are you calling for, Victor?
I'm calling to say why I'm blessed. I'm blessed because March 3rd is my birthday. I'm getting ready to turn 28.
Okay.
In the process of buying my first house, we're going to close in a couple days.
Nice.
So I'm feeling pretty good.
You in your truck now? Blow the horn.
Oh, gosh, Envy. Envy, you got to pull your top up.
All right, hold on. I got to roll my window down. Hold on.
Why do you got to roll your window down to blow your horn?
There you go.
So you can hear it. So you can hear it.
Thank you, Victor. Happy birthday and congratulations on the crib.
All right,
I appreciate you guys. Have a good day.
You too.
What was that?
No, she's just joking with me. Thank you, bro. Y'all never did that? Y'all never went on long road trips and the whole idea was to try to get the truckers to blow the horn as a kid? Y'all never did that?
I thought you had to pull your top up for that.
No, kids do it all the time. I used to do it all the time. My dad was scared to fly, so we would drive everywhere. So we see the truck drivers and try to get them to blow the horn.
That was before they had cell phones, kids, and you could just hand your kid a tablet and let them play on the app or something.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, absolutely right.
We had to have our imaginations.
Yeah, we sure did.
Okay.
Hello, who's this?
This is Tiara. What's up?
Hey, Tiara, you feeling blessed?
I am feeling very blessed.
Why are you feeling blessed?
Because last year I went from being a freelance model who dropped out of college and even being homeless for a couple months to getting back in school, getting signed with Wilhelmina Models, and now giving away my own scholarship.
Wow.
Congratulations to you. I love that.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Well, good luck with everything, Mama.
You are definitely blessed. Keep going.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too, Nell. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, we are going to talk about Amari Stoudemire. He had some remarks that he said that has gotten a lot of criticism. We'll tell you how he is defending himself. Also, Chris Brown. Find out who has a restraining order against him now.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got to thank Kevin Hart, man. Kevin Hart came through.
Drop one of the clues bar for Kevin Hart.
Shout out to Wayne. Shout out to Tracy. They all work with Kevin Hart as well. Our chairs that Kevin Hart promises, because we had the worst chairs in here, have finally come through, and they are
super comfortable. Very comfortable.
And on top of that, when it rains, it pours, because yesterday, Jermaine from Minor Interiors in Virginia, he's a listener. Mm-hmm. He sent us 2 chairs for the guests, because he knew Kevin Hart was sending us chairs for ourselves. So he sent 2 Breakfast Club chairs for the guests. He's got the Breakfast Club logo and everything.
I love this chair.
But salute to Kevin Hart. He's a man of his word, damn it.
Definitely appreciate it, man. We needed it.
We definitely needed it.
We needed it for years.
We've been asking iHeart for chairs for years. They didn't come through. But Kevin Hart, an artist, and one of our listeners, Jermaine, did. So drop on the clues bombs for Kevin Hart and Jermaine, damn it.
And not that we're greedy.
We could use some new laptops.
But we don't have laptops.
iHeart, you can get us some laptops. Unless, you know.
These laptops are 6 years old.
Unless it's an artist, a listener that wants to get some.
You think these are only, these laptops are older than 6.
Older than 6 years old?
Yes, they was here before us.
Oh, they're about 8 years old.
Yeah.
They stole mine. I don't even have mine over here anymore.
Somebody stole it?
Remember? It used to
Why
be
would somebody steal that?
I don't know.
It's vintage.
It's vintage.
You can make a lot, get a lot of money for retro computers nowadays.
Oh, boy. All right, well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Chris Brown.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, another day, another restraining order. Chris Brown has to now stay away from Joseph Ryan LaCour. If you don't know who that is Karrueche's best friend. Now, they're saying, according to Joseph, that Chris Brown has been saying no matter where they go, he will find us and shoot the place up. He also said he was at Diddy's Super Bowl party, and Chris Brown got in his face and said, it's 2017. I'm going to F you up every time I see you, so you better get the F out of here before I lay your ass out. Joseph also says at that very same party, Chris Brown threw a drink at one of his friends and told her, move, bitch, we aren't friends.
You know, if you really like a girl, right, and you want to get a girl back, shouldn't you, like, kind of show her a different side of you, like, show her that you've changed and evolved?
Maybe try that and it didn't work.
But it's probably that attitude that makes her not want to be around you to begin mm-hmm. with. So I don't think you should double down on that.
Like that movie, The Perfect Guy or something like that.
Oh, it's
like
always the light-skinned ones. Absolutely.
Now, according to Joseph, Chris Mm-mm. Brown also sent guys after him, and he thinks they have gang ties because they kept saying bloods, bloods, bloods. So Chris Brown now has to not harass Joseph anymore and stay at least a football field away. Now, Chris Brown did leave a comment on Baller Alert because they posted the story, uh-huh. and he said that it's not true.
Of course it's not. It's fake news.
Right.
Why would you ever admit to that being true?
Like, never.
It's never going to be a time where a celebrity goes, hey, Baller Alert, you're right. That's all true.
Now, Amari Stoudemire has made some comments that have people very upset. He was doing an interview with an Israeli website because he plays in the Israeli Premier League. And here's what he said when he was asked about anybody gay in the locker room.
I'm going to shower across the street. I'm going to make sure my change of clothes are around the corner. And I'm going to drive, take a different route to the gym. I mean, there's always a truth within a joke.
So
what?
He sounds crazy.
Because they asked, are you kidding? And he said, well, I mean, there's always truth within a joke. Now, he is apologizing. He said, I want to apologize for my offensive comments against the LGBT community. These remarks were taken from a larger interview where a reporter was asking me hypothetical questions and all my answers had a comedic undertone.
That wasn't a hypothetical question. That was a question. Would you have a shower? What was the question? Would you
mind playing with a gay player?
If there was a gay player on the team, if you found out a player was gay,
would you have a problem with it?
Yeah. Amari Stoudemire, I guarantee you, from the time you've been playing Little League basketball, you played basketball with a gay player.
Now,
I'm absolutely positive.
Gilbert Arenas.
Hey, whatever, I don't know.
Little League baseball. Go ahead.
You've been in the shower with a gay player before. I know you have. Like, you've been in the locker room with a gay guy, whether you knew it or not.
Right.
Now, Gilbert Arenas has weighed in on his Instagram. He said, so stupid. An NBA locker room acts gay. Straight dudes act gay as ish in a locker room, and gay dudes don't stand out. So to be honest, for the most part, you can't tell. Players who just like Cam, OBJ, Westbrook wouldn't be gay athletes. A gay athlete doesn't want to stand out because as men, we're built hard and competitive. So the way we talk in a locker room to each other as straight men, bitch, ass, N-word, never pass. He's soft as F, grow some balls, whatever. He said, nah, if you're gay, a man wouldn't want to be on the wrong side of this locker room. He'll never take a shower with any alpha male personalities because he's saying he would be uncomfortable.
And by the way, locker rooms are just gay, period. Because if you didn't know what was going on and somebody just showed you the inside of a locker room, like all these dudes just naked, standing around, penises swinging, talking to each other. Yo, you heard this new Big Sean? You like,
why did you say Big Sean?
If you didn't know what was going on, it just looks gay anyway.
So like if you come into the studio, the Breakfast Club, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, sometimes it's a free for all in here.
It is.
We wrestling, we throwing up people against the walls. And
yeah.
Look, Emmy's rubbing Envy's back right now. Emmy's all bored up. He's just rubbing his back for no reason.
All right, now people were upset when they found out that Tyrese got married on Valentine's Day because they said he didn't marry a black woman. Well, according to...
he married somebody he loved.
Tyrese ain't married no black woman? She not black?
Now, hold on, because they did do some research, and according to TMZ, the woman's name is Samantha Lee. She's from Jersey. She has a master's degree in social work at the University of Georgia, and she fights sex and human trafficking. She counsels inmates, and they said that she actually is Ecuadorian, Jamaican, and African American.
Bro, she black.
She black. She three kinds of black. That's three different levels of black. You just named.
Yeah, people were trying to say that she's not black. Yeah, I guess they saw her picture.
Why? Because her skin complexion?
I don't know.
Come on now. If anybody's going to marry a black woman, it's Tyrese. Tyrese got too many Facebook followers to not marry a black woman. when you got 40 million Facebook followers and you black, you have to marry a black woman.
Marry who?
Well, he looks so happy. And he actually met her through friends, mutual friends, after he posted that letter just 2 years ago to his wife of the future.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Tyrese, damn it. Mm-hmm. I'm glad my brother happy.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now we got front page news. What are we talking about?
We're going to talk about an interesting story. We're going to talk about Joe Biden and something that's happening within his family that everybody is confused about.
Okay.
Just leaning back in our new chairs. You see me?
These chairs are really nice.
Look at y'all.
Thank you, Kevin Hart.
All right, we'll get into that when we come back.
You, sir, are a gentleman.
Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club.
I think people need to put Chris Brown's music on a little time out until he figures his life out. Okay, as long as this allegations out there that he's still beating up on women and threatening people like that, I don't think people should keep rewarding him by playing his music.
Well, that record's like number 5 in the charts.
Yeah, that's all people care about.
Mm-hmm. And shout out to some people celebrating birthdays on Twitter. Timothy Brown, who's listening right now, and also Preston P Nasty 30. It's his birthday. He went a shout out.
And Method Man. Nasty 30.
Today's Method Man's birthday.
Method Man.
The M-E-T-H-O. Drop on the Clues Bombs from Method Man. Damn it.
John.
Happy born day to Method Man.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's get in some front page news. Start with Joe Biden's family.
Right. The widow of Joe Biden's late son, Beau Biden. Beau Biden passed away from brain cancer 2 years ago. He was 46 years old. Now has started a romantic... Beau Biden's widow has started a romantic relationship with Beau's brother, Hunter Biden. So the younger son of Joe Biden is now dating.
So I marry you, I die, and then you date my brother?
Right.
I mean, your brother was always smashing. If your brother wasn't always smashing...
No, it definitely doesn't mean that.
If your brother wasn't smashing, you always had a thing for my brother then. I'm dead 2 years and you and my brother are already together.
This is what happens, though, in families when tragedy like that occurs, because the widow, Hallie, she was devastated when all of that happened. You end up sometimes coming together and reminiscing.
And having sex with each other.
I mean...
No.
This is not the first time something like this has happened.
So do my kids call him daddy or
uncle dad?
Uncle dad.
Hey, Uncle Dad. Listen,
that's not a rare occurrence. It's happened.
You sure?
That sounds terrible. Positive. I've never heard no such thing like that. Listen, if you wouldn't do it when I was alive, don't do it when I'm dead because I'm watching.
And what is the family thing? Like, what is?
Well, they actually have given their blessing.
They ain't got no choice.
Yeah, I mean,
what?
Former Vice President Biden confirmed their relationship. He said he and his wife had given their blessing to the couple. He said, "We're all lucky that Hunter and Hallie found each other as they were putting their lives together again after such sadness."
That's crazy.
They have mine and Jill's full and complete support, and we are happy for them.
How do we know the brother didn't leave her in his will to his other brother?
You can't just give a person away.
You can't?
No.
Oh. I don't know. Like, how do we know this? At least you're keeping it in the family.
Well, let's open up the phone lines, because this is weird and strange to me. Just weird.
It's not weird. I just feel like if I...
Because imagine they're going through Bo Biden suffering from cancer.
But that's my
And the
wife.
Tragedy has brought them closer together. They're
and
bringing
you're my
the
brother.
Kids together. They're spending a lot
that
of time together.
That don't mean you should have sex with each other.
Like, she should be off limit regardless. Like, he shouldn't even look at it like
she
that.
She always had a thing for him, man.
They always had a thing for each other, probably.
They always had a thing for each other, absolutely.
It might not have been. They might have never even looked at each other like
no
that.
Way.
No way.
The man been dead 2 years and they already together? Come on, man. The vice president, the former vice president giving statements that, hey, I give my blessing. You don't just give your
I'm
blessing.
I'm sure they didn't do it on purpose.
Oh, yeah. She slipped and fell on his penis as soon as he died.
No, I'm saying I'm sure they didn't mean to fall in love. I'm sure that wasn't the plan, but they might have
been in love a long time.
They've always liked each other.
I don't know that that means.
She was always flirting at Thanksgiving dinner.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-mm. Fixing the brother stuff and the other dude. Like, why are you fixing him his drink before you fix mine? Mm. Why you care if he eat?
It's probably because they're just still family and it just was.
Hell no.
What's his name? Hunter?
Hunter.
Yeah. Yeah, the girl. You hungry, Hunter? You know me? Are you hungry? Hunter, you okay? Oh, Hunter! Is Hunter coming today?
Hell no. 800-
oh, yes, he is.
585- yeah, he is coming today. 800-585-1051. Mm-hmm. I mean, what do you think about this? Could you imagine?
No.
Your wife. I can't even explain it. Your wife. You die. Your wife.
Starts having sex with your brother.
That's crazy.
That's all the best.
I can't even say how would you feel, because you're dead, but, you know, just how does that look?
Ghost feel, too.
All right, 800-585-1051. What do you think about this relationship? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Here's Bryson Tiller with Exchange. Again. That was Usher with Yeah. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we did a story in Front Page News about Joe Biden's family. Explain to the people what happened, Yee.
Joe Biden's son, Bo Biden, passed away from brain cancer 2 years ago. He was 46 years old. And now... Bo Biden's widow, Hallie, is dating Joe Biden's younger son.
Are Hunter. We sure Bo didn't leave his wife to Hunter in his will?
Well, she's not a possession or a property, so you can't do that.
Are we sure Bo didn't say, hey, if I do die, because he knew he was probably going to pass.
Right.
If I do die, Hunter, I want you to be the only man to have sex with my wife.
Yeah, you can't give away your wife's,
down.
Yeah.
You can make a request.
Yeah, you can, but you can't pass a person down. I think it's odd. I think it's very weird.
Of course it's odd, and I'm sure they thought it was odd, too.
I mean, they obviously not, because they're saying it's cool. I can't see my dad and my mom saying, okay, yeah, it's cool. I just can't.
If I was a... Don't do anything to me while I'm dead that you wouldn't do while I'm alive. And furthermore, is this technically a train? Like, when did Hunter... Have Hunter and Bo indirectly ran a train on this woman?
Why are you disrespecting this woman?
No, I didn't disrespect.
A train is one person after the other.
It is one person after the other.
It's not 2 years later.
What do you mean? I don't know.
Then everybody got a train ran on them if they had sex with more than one person in their lifetime.
If it's in a crew. Hypothetically speaking, if we were all single males still out here in these streets, if Envy smashed a chick and then I smashed it 2 weeks later and then DJ Self smashes her a week after that, she got a train ran by some power with a five.
Just make sure herself doesn't go first. Yeah.
she got a train ran by some iHeart Media people, okay?
Now, I think tragedy brings people together. Watching somebody die from brain cancer is not an easy thing. And
yeah, it makes me want to sleep with my brother. It makes me want to sleep with your brother.
That's what you
sit down and you watch somebody die of brain cancer, and you're so distraught.
It's just a little weird.
That you're going to have sex with his brother.
That's my all, you know, and then you just. Data when I'm dead, like it makes me feel like
she's
you had those intentions
somebody.
Beforehand. Like
oh,
you
but that's like
beforehand.
Saying anybody that she dated, even if it was somebody that she knew that she was in love with them before he died.
Not my brother.
Pull up a picture
it
of Bo. Do Bo and Hunter look alike? Because if Bo and Hunter look alike, then that's really weird.
I'm sure they look alike.
That's really
they
weird.
They brothers. I'm sure they look alike.
All I'm saying is clearly they had a thing for each other before this man passed.
I don't know that that's clear.
It's just that simple.
Hello, who's this?
My name is Carly. I'm calling from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Carly, we're
Charlotte,
talking about
what's
this,
happening?
This awkward hey. Relationship. What do you think about it?
Well, it actually happened with one of my friends.
See, I told you it's not. I told you it's not rare. It happens all the time.
What happened?
So my friend's aunt, and I know she's probably listening, and like, I know this girl ain't calling. But anyway, so my friend's aunt, she was married to her husband for like 30-something years. They had grown kids. And then she got sick. And she passed away. And within 6 months, he was married to her older sister.
Oh, he definitely was already hitting that. Come on now. 6 months?
That's crazy.
I hope not.
Come on now.
6 months. And now they live together. They travel together. And they live in happily ever after.
He been hitting it. They've been waiting on her to die.
No, and sometimes people end up getting with the best friend of the person that passed away. It's just because you spend so much time together grieving when it's happening and then afterward.
I don't necessarily think that. I think it's something that you see their relationship and you want that. So when they die, you yearn for that.
You just got a thing for that person. Like, you don't just get with somebody 6 months after they die. Come on now, they're friend or the brother. Stop it.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, my name's Katie.
Hey, Katie, what do you think about this? I don't even know what kind of relationship to call it. Awkward, strange, weird?
It takes some getting used to.
Hey, so you have an experience. You know about this in real life.
Yeah.
Told y'all.
What brothers ran a train on you?
Stop that.
I'm sorry?
What happened? Tell us your story.
Oh, so my mother passed away, and then my dad started dating my current boyfriend's mom.
Okay. Oh, so you threw your dad an alley-oop then?
I mean, You threw your dad an alley-oop. It was just, it is what it is.
Right. It is what it is. I mean, so, the family's okay with it, so.
They're like brother and sister, so you really dating your brother now. Kind of.
Well, he cheated on me a ton and we broke up.
But now your dad's happily with the mom, so.
Yeah.
You see how God works?
Awkward. So now that's your brother anyway, so it doesn't matter.
It is funny. We do joke that if they get married, we'll end up family.
That's not weird, though. That's not as weird as, like, what Bo Biden and Hunter got going on.
I'm confused.
But does that mean that you think your dad was yearning for your ex-boyfriend's mom the whole time?
She hung up.
Yeah, but that's two different things, because he probably didn't even know.
Yeah, he probably didn't know.
Know the girl
the
lady like
family.
That. Yeah.
Like, that's your...
Met the mom when the girl started dating... Whatever. I don't know. This is too confusing.
800-585-1051. We're talking about this awkward relationship. Now, Joe Biden, his son passed away. And left his wife.
Left his wife in his will to Hunter.
Right. So his wife is now dating Joe Biden's other son, Hunter. Is that a little strange, awkward, weird? What do you think? Call us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. I've been down so long, it look like up. That was Drake with Fake Love. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about Joe Biden and his family. It's kind of strange, awkward to me. Yee, can you explain what's going on?
Yes, Joe Biden's son, Beau Biden, passed away from brain cancer. And now Beau Biden's widow is dating Beau's brother, Hunter. So
basically, Beau left his wife, the Hunter, in his will.
No, that's not true. She's not a piece of property, so that couldn't happen. But she's the widow, and she's dating her former brother-in-law.
Or maybe he requested, hey, Hunter, man, you know, when I go, I need you to hold this down for me. I don't want her to be with nobody else. Maybe.
I don't know. I'm just confused all the way around. I mean, it's awkward for me. All right, Charlamagne, you have a brother, right?
Don't put none of this on me.
I don't
want
to put that on you.
Yeah, all I'm clearly saying is, if my woman starts dating your my brother, clearly they had a thing for each other.
Listen, I'm reading about this now. I did some research. It says that scenario is not uncommon. It happens frequently. Family members empathize with the one who lost their mate. They become closer. Their relationship may be just a rebound courtship, or it could blossom. It's best to let them deal with their feelings. You may not understand the horror and fear people feel when they lose their spouse.
That's kind of taking advantage of a person, though. Like, soon as the person die, you know the person is down. You know they got a broken heart. And here you come with your penis.
But they're both sharing a loss because he lost a brother.
Yeah, somebody.
So they're both going through loss. They know each other. They know each other's history. They know each other's families.
Woman's going through a lot more loss than the brother.
The brother who grew up together, that knew each other since birth, that share the same blood.
Yeah, but I'm not going to look at my brother's wife as a teen.
I can't imagine that if something happened to my brother, kids, that somebody could feel worse than I would.
His kids and my, I don't know.
At least they're keeping the vagina in the family.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's up, Envy? This is JC from Canton, Ohio.
What's up, bro? What do you think about this relationship?
Yo, I'm going to tell you first and foremost, man, that's how white people get down. It's
why'd I got to be a white person thing, man?
I don't know. It's just white people.
That's just how white people do. I mean, and then who's to say that they ain't been smashing each other doing the group thing when the brother was alive?
Oh, so you think they was really having trains ran on the girl when they was alive?
Come on, man. Yes, man. Swapping them out, making turns.
I definitely think she had something for Hunter. You know, some feelings for Hunter, but I don't think they was doing all that.
Yeah, now, people on Twitter are weighing in on that, and they said Mash So Petty said, it's happening in my family now. My cousin is marrying my dead aunt's husband. Wifey said, I have an uncle daddy and my father is still alive. One person said, it's common in African cultures. This way she doesn't lose her whole family.
They said
it's actually called leveret and it happens all the time.
Now, hold on. Is it common in white people are common in African culture? Now, our listeners are telling us two different things this morning.
Well, the guy that called, I don't think he Googled. Hello, who's this?
It's AD from Houston.
AD, what do you think about this relationship thing that's going on?
Man, you can't help who you love, man.
There
or
you
fall
go.
In love with. Because right now, actually, my little brother is talking to a girl that I used to mess with.
That don't mean nothing.
This you're lying,
a
sir.
Girl
Come
you
on
used
now.
To mess with? That don't mean nothing.
Now, this is a thing. It's called leveret. It says a custom of the ancient Hebrews and other peoples by which a man may be obliged to marry his brother's widow. It's a real thing.
Wow.
They right. really keeping that poom poom in the family.
Well, what's the moral of the story, guys?
I mean, the moral of the story for me is if you wouldn't do it when I was alive, don't do it when I'm dead. Okay, because I'm going to be down from heaven looking down thinking to myself, y'all had something going on the whole damn time, and then I'm going to haunt you. Okay?
Well, of course you're not going to date anybody else while someone's alive, whether it's the person's brother or someone random.
What are you saying? What did you just say?
You said if you wouldn't do it when I'm alive, don't do it when I'm dead. There's a lot of things that you wouldn't do. She could date anybody now, right?
This just seems odd.
She wouldn't do it when he was alive. Clearly.
Yeah, she could cheat on him when she was alive. I'm saying when I was alive, you wouldn't sleep with my brother, so don't sleep with my brother when I'm dead. Simple.
Okay.
All right. Well, we got rumors on the way.
Yes, let's talk about Viola Davis. She did a People cover story about the struggles of her life growing up, and she talks about only having one picture of herself from her childhood, and we'll tell you why that is. Also, Brad Pitt, who has he been texting with now that him and Angelina Jolie are broken up?
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. And again, shout to Kevin Hart for sending those chairs, finally.
Drop one of those bombs for Kevin Hart.
Listen,
we needed
it so bad. I've been chilling in my chair all morning. It's so comfortable.
And I can't salute Kevin Hart without saluting Jermaine from Minor Interiors, because, mm-hmm. you know, that means a lot, because Jermaine is just a listener
right.
who would hear us complain about chairs and see the interviews and see how raggy the chairs looked. And he bought up two leather chairs with the Breakfast Club logo in it as well.
Dope.
So we ended up getting an abundance of chairs. See how God works?
We have chairs Absolutely. For our guests, chairs for ourselves.
Right.
And they're all beautiful.
And not to be greedy.
Uh-oh.
But our laptops are 7 years old. They barely
Laptop.
Work. They stole mine.
Yeah, so hey, iHeart, you know, that's what we're asking for now.
Yeah.
So don't let our artist or our listener get their laptops before y'all
they outdo
do
you. Don't let them outdo you.
Don't let them outdo you. They outdid you on the chairs. Don't let them outdo you on the laptops, okay?
All right, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Oprah.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, there was some buzz that Oprah was considering running for president after seeing Donald Trump could be president, right? Here's what she had to say in an interview.
Hold on.
She didn't say hold on.
Hold on.
I actually never thought that was, I never considered the question even a possibility. I just thought, I thought, gee, I don't have the experience. I don't know enough. I don't know. And now I'm thinking,
Totally understand how Oprah feels. I said that months ago. If you ever needed evidence that you can truly be anything you want in America, Donald Trump is it. He builds the greatest case of optimism ever, even more so than President Obama.
Mm-hmm.
So after she said that, people were like, is Oprah considering perhaps running for president? Well, she definitely cleared that up. They posted a clip from the David Rubenstein show, and here's what she said.
As you consider whether you're going to run for president or not, in the United States or not.
No, that won't be happening. But I used to think, you had to know so much more than I thought you had to know.
Basically, she's saying Donald Trump has no political experience
None.
Whatsoever, never even been a class president of a school.
Nope.
So she thought that you had to have experience to be in the White House, but clearly you don't. So she's like, okay.
Maybe
this is something I want to put on my bucket list one day.
Now, Brad Pitt has been texting who since he and Angelina Jolie have broken up? Well, apparently he and Jennifer Aniston, his ex, are now on terms again. I guess they had gone back to being friends a little bit of time ago. And as we all know, Brad Pitt left Jennifer Aniston for Angelina Jolie. And so now, according to a source who told People Magazine, it's nothing new. He didn't have to jump through hoops to get Jennifer Aniston's number. They've been friends for a while. They text often. And she's already married, so she's not trying to get back with Brad Pitt. But now they're friendly again, now that you've gotten rid of the woman that you cheated on me with. All right, Viola Davis. Man, I love this story. Now, People Magazine did a cover story about Viola Davis, and she talks about having only one picture of herself from her childhood. She said, it's a picture of me in kindergarten. They actually had posted the picture on People as well. And she said her family didn't have the money for a camera. That's why she only has one picture of herself. And she goes on to talk about the struggle and how she grew up. And we love the fact that she's now an Oscar winner and she won for the movie Fences. But here's what she said about her childhood.
My grandmother's house is one room, shack. No running water, no bathroom. It's just outhouse. But my mom says that the day I was born, all of my aunts and uncles were in the house. She said everyone was drinking and laughing and having fun. It's a great story to me. It's a great story of celebration in the midst of what you would feel is a decimated environment, but you could see the joy and the life that can come out of that. My dad had a fifth grade education. My mom has an eighth grade education. My dad learned how to read by looking at billboards. They were happy that I wanted to be anything.
Wow.
She was born in South Carolina, too, by the way. Mm. St. Matthew, South Carolina.
She talked about how they had such a bad rat problem when she was growing up. The rats would bite off the faces of her dolls, and she had to go to sleep with rags tied around her neck so that they wouldn't bite her.
Wow.
Can you imagine? But she said it was motivation for her as opposed to anything else.
What a story.
Yeah.
Drop on a clues bomb for Viola Davis. St. Matthew, South Carolina.
She said she chose from a very young age she didn't want that for her life, and that's what affected her the most.
You can do anything you put your mind to out there.
Donald Trump is president, kids. You can be anything you want to be.
Absolutely.
Okay, in America. All right?
All right, now, Michael Jackson's mother, Katherine Jackson, is saying that she's being filmed all throughout her house. She said her nephew is not just stealing money from her, but he's monitoring her every move. There's hidden cameras and microphones everywhere. So she's saying that Lamar Jackson copied the key to her bedroom door. Trent Lamar Jackson, she thinks that he has the whole house wired. She said, the only place I can try and have a private conversation is in my bathroom. I have to pretend I'm using the restroom so I can make a call. And she gets dressed in her closet because she thinks that Trent is listening.
I read that. Why can't she just kick him out?
And watching every move. No, she's saying there's cameras.
But that's her house, though.
Everywhere in the house. So she believes that he's stealing. He's putting his name on her businesses, using her credit cards, and all of that. So all of her kids have problems with Trent. I don't know what's going on, but they need to figure this out.
She might be right, but it's not like Catherine getting old, too. That's a little paranoia, a little dementia, a little paranoia and everything kicking in.
Well, I don't know.
Because if you know you're being recorded, how about call somebody over to remove the cameras?
Yes, it's her house. That's what I was saying. That might be a little dementia.
Other
family members should check it out.
Yeah, she's bugging out.
They definitely should.
Janet should go over there.
Or it could be the ghost of Michael just watching over her.
Janet should go over there. She should.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right, Miss Yee. Charlamagne!
Yes.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
We need Amari Stoudemire to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a little word with him this morning.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. We'll do that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Charlamagne, say the gang, donkey of the day.
Charlamagne. You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the donkey of the day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Yes, the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Ed Sheeran, Donkey of the Day for Thursday, March 2nd, goes to former NBA All-Star Amari Stoudemire. Now, Amari been washed in the NBA due to injury, so he's taking his talents to Jerusalem. Okay, yes, he now plays for a Jerusalem team in the Israeli Premier League. Now, back in 2012, Amari Stoudemire was fined $50,000 by the NBA after he tweeted a gay slur at a fan on Gay Pride weekend. Now, I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, but calling someone a gay slur on Gay Pride weekend is, and when you're a public figure, is like calling a black person the N-word during Black History Month, okay? Amari, of course, apologized. He said back in 2012, I am a huge supporter of civil rights for all people. I am disappointed in myself for my statement to a fan. I should have known better, and there is no excuse, end quote. The words should have known better are very important, people. Remember those words as I explain what Amari did, because in life you're supposed to learn from your mistakes, okay? If Amari knew better back then and still did it, what are the chances of him doing something like this again? Also, factor in that this past Sunday, Amari Stoudemire was awarded with the Martin Luther King Jr. Award by the State of Israel. Jewish National Fund and the Jewish Community Relations Council of New York. The honor is bestowed annually in celebration of Black History Month to individuals who embody the spirit and ideals of Dr. King through their efforts to promote diversity and tolerance. Round of applause to him, right? Nope.
Damn.
Not so fast. Mm-hmm. Not so fast. Hold up. Because Amari Stoudemire was asked by an Israeli website, how would he feel if he found out a teammate of his was gay? How would he handle that in the locker room? And Amari said this.
I'm going to shower across the street. I'm going to make sure my change of clothes are around the corner. And I'm going to drive, take a different route to the gym. I mean, there's always a truth within a joke.
That audio came with that electro music? It came with that glow stick music? Okay, all right. Now, listen, you know I have a couple theories on homophobia, okay? One is that men are afraid that gay men will objectify them the way men objectify women. So basically they're afraid of their own karma. And two, if you're a member of a marginalized society, if you're a member of a group that has experienced oppression and prejudice, is prone to experience oppression and prejudice, which Amari is because he's a Black man. I don't care how many yarmulkes he wears, he's a Black man. So my theory is anyone who experiences prejudice shouldn't be prejudiced simply because you know how it feels. That's just my theory, okay? You should never have this kind of prejudice in your heart. And let's be clear, this is prejudice, all right? I know some of y'all out there saying, no, it's his preference. And he's definitely entitled to that. But if it was just a preference, it would be a simple no. I wouldn't feel comfortable taking a shower around a gay man. That's not what Amari Stoudemire did. He basically gave directions on what to do after you rob a bank and how to avoid a zombie apocalypse. Can you play it again, please, with the glow stick music?
I'm going to shower across the street. I'm going to make sure my change of clothes are around the corner. And I'm going to drive, take a different route to the gym. I mean, there's always a truth within a joke.
Go change clothes, take another route to the gym. Is it that serious? Okay, this is prejudice, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't do prejudice. Only people I absolutely hate is evil people, period. And prejudice to me is pure evil. Now, I told you about Amari Stoudemire's apology earlier when he made homophobic comments in 2012. And he said he should have known better. He claimed to have known better in 2012. It is now 2017. If you knew better in 2012 and still said that, then that means you know better 5 years later and simply don't care. And you know what they say. Make a mistake once and it becomes a lesson. Make a mistake twice and it becomes a choice. Amari, you clearly chose a long time ago to be a prejudiced person. You need to give back your Martin Luther King Jr. award because Martin Luther King Jr. is the man who said he wants to live in a world where a man is judged by the content of his character, not the color of his skin. You know, in 2017, not only do you not judge people by the color of their skin, you shouldn't judge them by their gender, their sexuality, their class, their religion, nothing. Can you play the Amari clip one more time with the glow stick music?
I'm going to shower across the street. I'm going to make sure my change of clothes are around the corner. And I'm going to drive, take a different route to the gym. I mean, there's always a truth within a joke.
Prejudice is what fools use for reason. That's why what Amari Stoudemire said makes sense. Perfect sense to prejudice people and absolutely none to those of us who aren't. Please give Amari Stoudemire the biggest hee-haw, please. I like it with that glow stick music, though.
I know you do.
There the
you
first go. Couple of bars sound like he inviting somebody to a good time.
Little glitter stick music.
So I'm going to go across the street and change clothes. You meet me around the corner. Wink, wink. All right?
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today. When we come back, ask Yee. 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Yee, she could help you out with your problems, your relationship, whatever it may be. 800-585-1051. She'll put you live on the air. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
Hello.
You calling from Detroit?
Yes, I am.
All okay, right. What up, though?
What's your question for Yeezy?
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out what should I do about, I'm like supposed to get this car, a car, buy me a new car, because I told him my car, and we need a house, right? I understand that.
Uh-huh.
She was crazy because I said I wanted to spend like $10,000 on a car instead of, you know, and I could still have money left over to put down on a house, but it's like she went crazy and put our relationship in like she wanted to break up with me because if I buy a car.
Okay, so the problem is that she thinks that's too much money to spend on a car?
Yeah, that's what she said right now.
What kind of car are you trying to buy?
An Audi AL.
An Audi?
Yeah.
You don't got a crib? You better not. I'm sorry, you got it.
So you don't think, because I understand you definitely need a car to get around in, but you want to stunt a little too.
There you go. No, I won't say that because I'm almost 50 years old. I just want something. I want to go forward before I leave about this world, some kind of way.
I want to go forward.
But it's not more important to you to have a nice house?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we do, but it's too small. It's too small, that's all.
And I'm sure she works, too?
Yes, she does.
And she's scrimping and saving her money also for you guys to get that bigger house?
Yes, she is.
And then you're going to just go spend $10,000 that we could have used toward this new house that we both trying to get for each other.
On an Audi.
I can't be DJ Envy, so I guess I gotta...
Man, you better not go chasing Audis and stick to the Hondas and the Nissans that you used to, bro.
Listen, I was just going to say this. You know, sometimes we got to set financial goals for ourselves. So after y'all get that house that you want to get, right, and get in there, you can get whatever car you want to get.
That's right.
Okay, that'll work. Oh, and then just to add to Charlamagne, Oprah Winfrey was born in Kosciuszko, Mississippi, not son.
Who?
Kosciuszko, Mississippi.
We were talking about Viola Davis.
I said Viola Davis was born in St. Matthew, South Carolina.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry about that. All right.
If you
okay,
had an Audi, your speakers would have been better. You would have heard it.
And just to let you know, my first car was a Honda.
Was it?
Roll up windows.
He's 50. He's not getting his first car.
He's still hustling. He's working. He's making
man, you're 50 years old. You still worried about what kind of car you're
talking about what car he had when he was 18. Get out of here, Evie.
I had an SS Trailblazer. Pull it up. Little car.
Well, listen, get you something to ride around and get from point A to point B, but get that house. It's going to be way more satisfying.
That Trailblazer was dope.
Man, yeah, you
50
thanks,
years old, man. Get
thanks.
You one of them motorized wheelchairs, man.
Don't stop
call it,
man.
A day.
Don't stop it, man. You ass. Ask Ye. 800-585-1051. You got a question for Ye. Call her now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Ye, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Ye. Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is CJ.
Hey, CJ. Where you calling from?
Calling from Ohio.
What's your question for Ye?
Okay, so I met this guy like a year and a half ago, just kind of humbug. We chatted, we connected real crazy. Couple of months later, he admits to me that he's separated, still legally married, but he's separated. By this point, we're like kind of in love. We have some pretty strong feelings for each other. He was planning on getting separate or, you know, fully divorced. Some things happened where he kind of got guilted into staying because
oh,
I was
he got guilted
friend.
Into staying. So he was living with his wife this whole time?
No. They still don't live together. No, okay. They have separate residences. What happened was her father was sick and they thought he was dying. He asked him to give her another chance to kind of make it work. And he felt bad because he's like, you know, this guy is literally dying and I don't want to just say no in his face, I guess. But at any rate, that's fine. I said, that's cool. You know, I supported him in that. You know, make it work. That's what vows are for. You know, I'm here just to be your friend, whatever. I'll fall back. Okay, so fast forward now, and I have proof that his wife is cheating on him, and I don't know what to do with this information.
How do you have proof that his wife is cheating?
Because we have mutual friends, and I kind of stumbled into a conversation with one of my male friends about a girl he was kind of talking to that was married, and it just kind of piqued my interest given that it kind of related to my situation. So I was asking questions about how do you deal with it, yada yada yada. Showed me the picture and it's her.
Wow. Snitches get stitches.
Right.
All right, so your friend, did you tell your friend, you know, I'm dating her husband?
Well, at this point we weren't anymore, but I did say I know exactly who her husband is, and it's my understanding that they're working on things. So how are you talking to her like this? I mean, there's text messages. It started on social media. She gave him her number, and now there's, like, pictures getting exchanged. I miss you. Good morning, baby. Kissy faces. And I'm just like, what do I do? And it's not that I want to tell him because it's like, oh, leave her and be with me. It's really because he's such a great guy, and I just feel bad that he tried to do the right thing, and she's cheating again, because that's why they originally separated.
Oh, because she was cheating before. I'm not going to lie. Correct. If that was me, I would tell him.
But how do I do that? Like, I don't want it to look like, oh, I'm just telling you because I'm being a hater and I want you to
it's
leave
not,
her. Like,
I mean, this is what I would do. In this situation, I would say, listen, I'm only telling you this because we are friends. Okay, before everything right. else, because y'all are friends, even if you guys don't end up together, right? But I
right.
wouldn't tell him.
That's not my motivation.
Right. I wouldn't tell him it as a fact. I would tell him, listen, take this with a grain of salt, but I know somebody that is supposedly dating your wife, and you have evidence that he can see?
Yes, like screenshots, all of that. Yes.
And, you know, I'm not saying 100% that this is, I'm just giving you this information, do with it what you will. I'm not trying to be in the middle of your stuff, but I do consider you a friend. And if y'all decide to work it out after this, that's on you guys, but this is something you should address.
Okay. Because I'm just like, what do I do with this information? This is crazy. Because I just feel like it looks like, oh, I know your wife cheating on you. I told you not to go back to her and blah, blah, blah.
Right, no, so. Just say, listen, I don't know what the real situation is, but here's this. This is something that you should ask her about and address it with her and just see where it goes from there. I don't want to be in the middle of it. I don't want to be involved, but this is what I found out. Let's keep it real, though. They've been separated. He's been doing him with you. She was doing her, clearly, because if somebody's doing them, you got to expect the other person's not just sitting at home waiting on you. So he kind of already had one foot out the door. Clearly, she did, too. So all you can do is give him the information. You can't tell him what to do with it.
Right. Okay, yeah, I have been trying to get in touch with you for weeks, so I'm so happy I finally reached you. I didn't know what to do.
She thinks she's going to tell this man what's up, and he's going to leave her, leave his wife for her.
No, that is not.
That's exactly why you're doing it.
That's not my objective. No. It's not. I told you, I've been falling back. Like, it's been months since we've been in that place. I'm cool. Like, I just wanted him to be happy. So if that's what she's going to make you happy going back to her, then, hey, I support you.
I just don't understand. Why would you tell on a married man that you was cheating with? That his wife cheating. Like, all of y'all wrong.
Everybody's wrong, but she might as well just
That's why I'm asking buddy advice, Charlamagne.
Yeah. I think you need to mind
She's going
to...
You want to tell him anyway, so...
Yeah, but I didn't want to do it if it would be wrong, so that's why I haven't done it
The whole situation, everybody, everything is wrong. I'm just saying, there's no right or wrong answer to this. If it was me, I would tell him.
All right, well, thank you, guys. I listen to y'all every morning, so thank you, Mama. A treat.
I would tell him with no expectations.
She wouldn't want nobody blowing up her spot.
Right, and I don't.
Somebody need to tell on your ass.
I don't have any expectations. Hey, if I'm wrong, that's what happens when you're doing dirt.
That's right. I mean, if you do something and someone tells on you, how could you be mad?
Exactly. So, I mean, but again, I just don't want it to look like I'm only saying it or I'm making it up because I want to be with him. Like, that's not my objective at all. Like, if he decides to stay with her, then hey, God bless. I wish y'all the best.
It'd be nice, though, wouldn't it?
All right.
Listen up.
This just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Jordan Peele from Key & Peele, and now for his directorial debut, Get Out, which has been doing incredible.
I saw Get Out yesterday for the first time.
So what is next for Jordan Peele? Well, he recently told Business Insider that Get Out is the first in a collection of movies that he wants to direct that's going to examine social demons. He says, I have four other social thrillers that I want to unveil in the next decade. The best and scariest monsters in the world are human beings and what we are capable of, especially when we get together. I've been working on these premises about these different social demons, these innately human monsters that are woven into the fabric of how we think and how we interact.
Yeah, Get Out is not going to do anything for race relations in America, okay? Because I definitely, after watching that and then watching the Khalif Browder story last night, I definitely started to call in black to work this morning. I needed a moment.
All right, Kevin Gates is set to be released from jail. He has a release date. They're saying that he will be released on March 24th. So that's just an update. He was sentenced to 180 days in jail for battery.
Ain't nobody asking no round of applause.
And he was sentenced in October. What?
We don't know if he's coming out rehabilitated or not. We got to wait and see.
All right, Essence Festival, for everybody that likes to go to that, or maybe you've never been, Chance the Rapper has been added to the lineup.
That's dope.
One headliner that's going to be at Essence Festival. There's going to be more than 40 acts this year.
They're making Essence a lot younger and younger and younger each and every year.
I feel like it goes all over the place, though. It runs the whole spectrum.
This is how I know I'm getting old, though. Come on. Be honest with you. I heard a commercial for Essence Fest, and I heard a commercial for Tom Joyner's Fantastic Voyage, and I said to myself, both of them events sound popping. Tom Joyner got Jodeci. I'm like, wow, that sounds like it's going to be popping.
Just to show you the different range of people performing, Diana Ross is going to be on the main stage, and Mary J. Blige, Chaka Khan, John Legend.
Mary didn't do it last year. I was upset about that.
Monica, Solange is going to be there as well. Jasmine Sullivan, Jill Scott, Master P.
No new addition this year?
Mystical. Don't see new addition on this lineup.
See, that's all for the culture. That's all my era right there. Malisa.
Right, also Dougie Fresh is going to be there, BJ the Chicago Kid.
See?
Remy is Tiana Taylor.
Remy who?
Shaggy, Remy Ma.
Remy Ma? Okay.
Ro James, Tweet. So I'm just giving you Janae Aiko is going to be performing.
Yeah, it's getting a lot younger in the years, a couple of years ago.
It's not getting a lot younger. We're getting a lot older. It's getting a lot balanced. That sounds like balance, right?
Yeah, balance,
there.
Balance.
Because you got Chance, you got Solange, you got Tiana Taylor.
Back in the day, it wouldn't have been Chance. It would have just been Mary, New Edition, Diana Ross, and the OJs.
Yeah, it's a lot of balance. All I'm telling you is when those events start to sound popping to you, you're getting old. And that sounds popping to me.
You know who else is going on tour? Just since we're talking about performances, DMX is going to reunite with the Rough Riders.
I saw that.
Alongside DMX is going to be the Lox, Swiss Beats, Eve, Dragon, all of them on stage for the label's 20th anniversary.
That'll be dope.
Drop on the Clues Bombs for that, damn it. It's going to be at the Barclays, right?
Yep. Just thought y'all should know. It's going to be April 21st.
I definitely got a couple of texts about that. Like, hey, I want to come to this.
That's going
to
be dope.
And Snoop, by the way, has put together a tour as well. The Mount Cushmore Wellness Retreat Tour.
Who are you going out with? That sounds like a popping old folks.
It's
gonna
be Wiz, Cypress Hill, Lil Uzi Vert, Method Man, Red Man, Burner, and Flatbush Zombie.
That sounds popping to me. See, that's all my era right there.
With Lil Uzi Vert.
Not no Lil Uzi Vert. Snoop, Red Method Man, Red. Method Man, Cypress Burner. Hill,
Wiz.
Who's Burner? I don't know Burner. Who's Burner?
Burner's Wiz's daughter.
Oh, okay.
All right, Kendrick Lamar, in the meantime, has a new album that he is prepping for release. Now, he recently did an interview with T Magazine. He said, I think now how wayward things have gone within the past few months, my focus is ultimately going back to my community and the other communities around the world where they're doing the groundwork. To Pimp a Butterfly was addressing the problem, and I'm in a space now where I'm not addressing the problem anymore. We're in a time where we exclude one major component out of this whole thing called life, God. Nobody speaks on it because it's almost in conflict with what's going on in the world when you talk about politics and the government and the system. But he said the album is very urgent.
Drop on the Clues Bombs for Kendrick Lamar. I keep trying to tell y'all. Y'all keep fronting on God. Like God ain't still out here in these streets.
I can't wait to hear this one.
I got
to
find God. You the one that's lost. We God right here.
All right. And I just got a shout out to Gabrielle Union also. She has a new venture that she's doing. She's actually putting out a hair care line, a line of hair care products. What, Charlamagne?
Nothing. I just think that Essence Festival will be a great place for her to release those hair care products.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm sure she will be. It's called Flawless Hair Care. So,
is it for girls to get their edges back?
I don't think so. But it's like moisturizing, smoothing shampoos, conditioners, oil treatment, hair repair mask. So,
one of my homegirls was asking me about creams the other day for her edges. Because I actually, I sent her a meme of it was this woman with no edges, and she didn't want to laugh because she was like, no, I'm really using a cream right now for mine.
Oh, so I have something that she might want to use. I'll give it to you.
Dr. Sandy actually does edge restoration as well. Mm. My dermatologist.
Yours look good.
No, I don't have mine.
You don't have no edges?
I ain't going to front. I thought about getting that hairline back, but I said, you know what? That's going too far. I'm going to just let it ride out and keep
so
it
So when
bald.
Guys' hairline goes back, is that y'all edges?
Hell yeah.
The receding hairline? Hell but you guys don't refer to it as like my edges.
Yes, we do. I say it all the time. You ain't got no edges.
I said my curtains. I got to keep my curtains closed.
I'll be like, he look like Robocop curtains. With his mask off.
That's interesting. All right. All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report. I got my edges.
Amy going to ask me about that hairline stuff on the morning.
No, I'm not.
Watch.
Nope.
Yes, he is.
No, I'm not.
Amy's actually trying to get laser hair removal.
I'm all right. I let my hair grow. I'll be all
right. Right. Didn't you say you want to get laser hair removal? I actually told them.
Under my neck, so I don't have to shave under my neck.
I've been going to this place, Romeo and Juliet. I just have my follow-up. It's good. My underarms, I don't have to shave anymore. Yeah, my mustache is getting thinner.
Your mustache is getting thinner?
Yeah.
That man was rubbing on your neck for 15 seconds, and then you're going to scream, don't touch me after 15 seconds. You didn't realize he was rubbing on your neck?
I didn't realize that first. I was like, what are you touching me? Put your head on my neck.
You're so used to it.
First, I was like, yeah.
He was rubbing your neck for 15 seconds. I'm like, man, they're getting awfully close over there. And all of a sudden, you're like, man, get off my neck. We saw you. Whatever, we saw you. We saw you for 15 seconds.
Put your head on my neck, man. All right. Happy birthday to Method Man. Today's Method Man birthday. We're going to start the mix off with some Method Man.
Drop on the Clues Bomb for Method Man. Happy birthday, Meth.
All right. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.